Community Development Director Leo Luzak updated the City Council on the project Monday and requested an extension of the contract for inspection work. Kuprinoff resident and fire department volunteer Tom Reinhartz is doing the inspection work for the city. Luzak said it was important to continue that oversight through the end of the year.
However, we're thinking as we get, once the sheetrock's up and all the mechanical systems and other things are in, well, might not have to be full time, but I would like to have the flexibility if there's still a need for it. I think we'd all like to expect less, and Tom agrees with that, but if there's a need, we really want to be there, especially with all the mechanical and plumbing systems and air handlers and those types of things.
The original inspection contract was for $104,000. Luzak estimated the city could continue it through the end of the year for up to $65,000 additional dollars. Nancy Strand and the other council members were receptive to extending the contract.
I just think that money on inspection is well spent and saves money in the long run. And experience has shown us in the past that questions come up, and if we have an ace inspector to refer to in the future, we're money ahead.
The city budgeted $200,000 for the inspection work. Overall, the construction is expected to cost $6.1 million, including furnishing and paving. The project is funded by state grant money, and the city has an additional $1.6 million available for contingencies. Meanwhile, Reinhartz urged council members to tour the place with him and noted that the new space would solve the cramped space issues of the existing fire hall.
You know, when you drive by it, it looks like, wow, that's really a big place. And people don't realize how we've got things shoehorned in, what is currently there, how it is substandard, how it doesn't comply with codes. And I'd really invite any of you to come up and let's take a look, and I can explain to you how the facility works, why it is the way it is, what the planning went into it. It's planned so it's expandable. It can handle whatever codes come up for whatever we may need. You know, the truck's always, every time we buy a new truck, it's bigger because it's got more stuff on it, more pumps, more whatever. And it's all designed such that it can accommodate the foreseeable future.
Completion of that new fire hall and EMS building is expected in December. Also Monday, the council approved a bid award to Rockin Road Construction for improvements on Dock Street. The $713,000 contract will mean a sidewalk, drainage, and street work for the road that leads up to the city's port dock. In other news, City Manager Scott Hahn reported the city has yet to reach agreement on a new contract with employees represented by the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association. Petersburg's police officers, already represented by the PMEA, have a hearing next week over forming a separate bargaining unit. Hahn said there's still no agreement with the existing group of employees.
With the discussions on the police union, we've had more contact with PMEA, and we've tossed out some ideas. We went and suggested a wage increase if they would take a decrease or a change in the paid time off, vacation time off, and they were not interested in that. And so I don't know, at this point we're just kind of back to square one on that issue.
On Tuesday, PMEA President Joe Bertagnoli said the union actually first put forth a settlement offer with a small cost of living increase and making concessions with reductions to employee paid time off, or PTO, along with agreeing to change to a less costly health care plan. He said the city came back with its own settlement offer with a bigger decrease in paid time off, a smaller wage increase, and the health insurance change.
I guess after that was said and done and we get there and we couldn't get there and they couldn't see any room, they retracted any settlement offer that they gave us and said that that's pretty much all they can do. They can't see it going anymore, any further. So at that time, we said, fine. I said, well, I guess our settlement offer is no good anyhow if you're not accepting it. So I guess the next step is to see where the classification hearings end up and probably take it from there. You know, it may go to binding arbitration.
A decision is still pending on classification of the PMEA employees. The Alaska Labor Relations Board sometime later this summer will be issuing a decision on how many of the employees are allowed to take a strike vote while the rest could go to arbitration for new contract terms. The other decision over forming a separate bargaining unit for local police officers goes before the state board at a hearing Tuesday at 9 a.m. in City Council chambers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.